Blog Talk Radio.
GB, music is medicine of the mind. Music is an outburst of the soul. So without music, my story would go untold. Without music, my soul would fold.
And we were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days.
Before we met, I must admit, I was by myself. I already knew who you were. That was before I met my ex. Heard your name around town in a lot of different sounds. Tried to introduce me at the right time, but I left. I never forgot your name, though it's music to my ears. And especially when we're together, that is how you make me feel. So I left from Chapel Hill and I started playing ball. But still, I kept in touch with you after all of these years. Didn't introduce you to my mama, cause I didn't know how she would feel. But I knew that she would say you'd interfere with my career. So I kept it on the low, quiet in the studio. I threw on my headphones and started to bust a flow. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later and you still here with me.
We were born and raised, yeah, in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory, yeah, days.
If you got someone you love, then I give you some advice. Never leave the one you love for the one you think you like. Cause the one you think you like will leave you for the one they love. Now you sitting all alone thinking what you should have done. And when you see that person moving on, it can mess you up. So before it gets too late, if you got something good, you better stay. And I know I can't go back and change how I left back in the day, but I can promise that I will be faithful the rest of the way. Hip hop running through my veins, this time I am here to stay. It feels good to reunite and be with you all through the night. Telling you all of my secrets, conversating through the mic. And you were the missing piece, you were what I needed in my life. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later and you still here with me. Hip hop.
Welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live today as we do each and every Monday. And each Monday we have Mr. Master Celebrity Barber in the house. He is also a consultant. I mean, he's doing big things. And his name is Mr. JB. And JB, this is his day, the shop called where we talk about the hair industry, what's going on, and the do's and don'ts, and everybody's opinion on the hair industry.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. How's everybody today?
Good, we're good.
That's good, that's good. I think the frequency is getting bad. I heard most of everything, but guess what? I'm here, you're here, and I know our over 1 million listeners are here. Hey, y'all, happy to be here. Happy to have you all tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and let's talk shop today.
Awesome. I see on Twitter I got some people that's in the building. I see them. They said they're there. Plush Lounge, BTD, and Prescott. Shout out to them.
Oh,
they're online right now. And also,
oh, that's good. What's up, Plush?
Huh?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And Man of God in the chat room, Millennium, shout out to them.
Shout out.
We got it going down today.
I see that's right. Tell them to call me and ask some questions. Tell the
call
man of God
in, guys. Call in. We need you to call in so we can talk.
Let's talk. I don't want to talk to myself, even
though
I do a good job. I think we all do a good job of talking to ourselves from time to time.
So to let those listeners know, our number is 1-323-580-5749. And we also have the chat room open, so I'll be taking your questions and everything. And
oh yeah, they could do questions through the chat room too. You know, if they don't want to call,
Come
to send the questions to the chat room, and we can put them out there in the air.
Yeah.
And we can
so
shout them out
able
too.
If you're able to call in, let's call in. Let's talk shop talk.
Yeah.
With JB.
That's right. What's one of your biggest things? I was going to ask you one quick question, since you are, since you're becoming a hair expert, you know, you're doing your thing and all those good things. What's one of your pet peeves since you've been watching the development of the hair, watching your peers develop as well as yourself develop in school? What's one of your pet peeves, and what are some of the do's and don'ts that you know, that you're not really fond of that's going on in the school?
The thing I'm not fond of is people standing around seeing what you're doing.
Okay.
Like groups of people coming around and seeing who hair you doing, or just seeing how you're doing a style and just standing there while you have a customer in your chair. You know, it's not professional. It doesn't look good for people, a group of people, just to be standing around, or if you're walking by and you just stop, knowing that you have a client in the chair. It's not professional.
Okay.
That's how I feel, because that person might not feel comfortable.
Do they ask questions, or would you mind if they asked questions while you were doing something?
It's just a group of people. A group of people who are, you know, just standing around. I see in the chat room people asking, who are you? Tell us who you are first before we get to that. Let people know who you are, JB. Yes.
Well, I'm John. I'm John J.B. Bivens. I'm an award-winning union celebrity barber consultant and image consultant for TV, film, theater, video, print, and the entire music entertainment industry. I work with a lot of people. I have worked with a lot of people. I mentor. I do motivational platform education. I'm on pro panel teams. All type of things in the industry where I keep busy and keep moving, and I'm doing great and successful things with the talent that God has given me, so I'm really grateful for that. But, hey, I mean, just ask me some questions. I also owned for 10 years, owned my own salon and shop. I've had two salons and shops, and it was a great experience. I loved it. I mentor hairstylists and barbers and makeup artists all over the world. I have so many barbers that have worked up under me that have their own shops and salons now, and hairstylists. So I think I've given to the, I have given and I continue to give to the industry. So with that being said, I hope that's enough of me. Let's talk to the people.
Yeah. They ain't answer. They don't want. They on now.
Ask him, was that enough?
Okay.
He said, was that enough? Or do they want more? That's just some of it. And I'm working on a lot of big things, and it's not so much as with TV and things like that, but there's projects that are going on that I'm working with that are to come that I'm going to share about. And I'm sure that we'll have her on the show. I'll tell you about her. She's amazing, from New York. And she started the Hip Hop Union in New York. Her name is Jania Butler. She's amazing. She's in Chicago this week with Rainbow Push Coalition. And she's really getting after it with the Hip Hop Union and the entrepreneurs that are going, you know, the hip hop entrepreneurs, trying to get the recognition for these people and letting them know that hip hop is alive. Hip hop, they are people, and they are citizens of the United States, and people that love and follow hip hop. So she's been instrumental, and you know, helping kids get into schools. She's in, like I said, she has Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Rainbow Push on board as a national campaign for hip hop. This is big, and this is to come. You guys will hear more about it, and we need to have her on this show. So that's what's going on right now. I've been a part of that. I am a part of that movement. I was in Atlanta with her. She's in Chicago with me now. As the 40th anniversary of Rainbow Push and Jesse Jackson has kicked off this weekend on Saturday. And our summit is tomorrow. We'll have a panel and all that stuff at the Chicago Hilton. So that's enough of that, but I just wanted to, you know, let people know that I'm doing more than just hair. I'm involved with community situations and scenarios, as the barber and as the hairstylist always is. So, you know, God is good.
That is awesome. And you do... I didn't know you did different panels. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm always involved. The panels, I'll be on a pro panel for the amazing Crystal Wright. Crystal Wright is like a pioneer in hair and makeup, and I'll be on her pro panel in Chicago on July 10th as one of her pro panelists to answer questions and things like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so are the listeners, do we have any callers? Where are callers at? I know I'm looking for them. I like to talk to our callers.
We
broadcasting live from Chicago right now on the radio.
We have a question from the chat room saying, this is from Millennium. Shout out to Millennium. What do you think of hip-hop right now?
What'd you say?
What do you think of hip-hop right now?
What do I think of hip-hop right now? I think after really paying attention to it more and more, I think hip-hop is alive and hip-hop is well and hip-hop is relevant. And I also believe that hip-hop should continue to grow, nurture, and educate themselves as well and produce a good product for the people to continue to believe in them as well.
I think it's hip hop is changing. I know it is, but
it is.
I think it's getting better. You know, it's changing.
It is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's changing a lot. It's growing. Like, it's more based on the brand and the professionalism now. So
That's like anything. Yes. And that's what's going on, because another side of hip-hop is that the government has all of this money pushed to the side. And there are a lot of hip-hop entrepreneurs out there that need to be recognized, and people that have gone in the forefront that are really doing great things. but because hip hop has had this image or created the image that people kind of were afraid of and didn't get a chance to know about people expressing themselves and the clothes and the mindset. But there are successful people in hip hop, and hip hop is here. Hip hop is alive. And like I said, hip hop will be and is recognized today. So I just want to let people know that Rainbow Push Coalition and the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson Jr. is hip hop and has taken this on as a national campaign for the United States of America.
That's awesome.
It's big. Yes. It's big. God is good, yes, and he has allowed me to be a part of it. So this week, we are putting, like I said, this week alone, and I'm going to be going downtown Chicago shortly for one of the galas tonight. And like I said, it kicked off on Saturday until Wednesday. And it's the 40th anniversary of Jesse Jackson and Rainbow Push for the 40 years of this. And in his 40th year, Jesse Jackson committed to hip-hop.
Awesome.
Committed as a national campaign. This campaign will go to the award shows. This campaign will go from state to state. All the award shows on TV, all of the award shows, all of the cities, all of the states, all of the major programs, NBA All-Star Game, to make the awareness. There will be summits, there will be panels, and there will be events with celebrity hip-hop panelists, and it's really going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really going down. So I'm grateful, and it's alive and well. But
I think they understand and realize that with the hip hop now, you know, that it's just like a job. You have to be professional in anything you do. Like, I guess a lot of people was getting away trying to be thugged out and,
right,
you know, coming to professionals and business people any kind of way, you know, thinking they can talk to them like, yo, what's up? You know, I got a record or something. But now they letting you know, it's not even about that. It's about your brand and your professionalism.
And that's what I'm saying. And so with that being said and with that being presented, and we will get to our thing, that's what Jesse Jackson, after Jahnia Butler, went after him, and we've got the T on board. We have several universities on board. The celebrities are on board, and it's about to get bigger and bigger, and bringing even relevance back to the BET Hip Hop Honors and VH1 Honors are one of the main goals. To let people know that we are citizens, that hip-hop, we are a citizen. It's called the I Am a Citizen campaign. So you'll hear more about it. You know, we'll get Jahnia on to talk to you guys, to talk to us and give us insight. But that's one of my business partners, and she's amazing. And she's in Chicago. They were just calling me, looking for me, along with Chrisette Michelle's manager, Jerry. He's in town. He's hip-hop. These are my friends and these are my people. I just thank God for the type of friends that I do have. So we have so many. We have panelists coming in. We have athletes coming in for our panel that have been flown into Chicago. And like I said, tomorrow from 2 to 4:30 will be our panel, our Hip Hop Summit panel for Rainbow Push and Jesse Jackson. It is so amazing, and we're grateful for that.
Would they have footage on this as well?
Yeah, we got footage. We're going to have footage on this. And yes, media is there. So I'll get that's what everyone was finishing up today, tying up the loose ends as far as media, artists. We're having our Tuesday night, our party is tomorrow night at the Crimson Lounge in Chicago, which is amazing. It's next to the House of Blues. It's really nice. So we got a lot of people coming out, and we are really ready to tackle some of these issues and really talk out some of these situations about hip hop. You know, everyone, you know, always has something to say. But let's see what, you know, what if we can all come. First of all, the first thing is to come together on the same page. That's the first thing. So we're gonna let the DJs, all the DJs are coming, and we're just about to just let it, you know, hit the floor. So we'll have the Reverend in the building. He's coming through, and his staff has been amazing to have us on board as his staff now. The Hip Hop okay. Union is officially, you know, under the Rainbow Push Coalition. So it's major. So, hey, to God be the glory for that.
I mean, that is so awesome to be around. That's so neat, you know, to be around
yeah.
all the. It's an honor.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Mathis was in the building today. To all of the athletes like Ernie Banks, Michael Irvin, Richard Dent from the Bears, some more athletes are coming. We got Eric Williams, the husband of Chen from the basketball house.
Yeah.
He's actually going to be on my panel. George, you ever heard of George Daniels of George's Music Room in Chicago? The music,
mm-hmm.
he just have all the music. He's on our panel. Rhyme Fest. It's just a lot of people, you know, that's in big places that are going to be on the panel.
Well, that, I know you, I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, it's an awesome event itself to, you know, be there and talk about hip-hop, you know, and what's going on and how it's changed and how it's changing now. I mean, that's a good topic to talk about as well. I know you could spend all day on that.
Wow. I was going to go, but, you know, everything is good, all good. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still here? Okay, I didn't know we're still here.
Yeah. And I love talking about hip hop and R&B and all the music genres. I mean, it's so different. They're all
well,
so
maybe
different.
You can get Jania to do a show, I mean, call in tomorrow. We'll talk after the show while she's here in Chicago live. Maybe we can get her on the phone.
Okay.
Let me see, when we go to a break, maybe I can get her on the phone and have her call
okay.
in and talk about what's going on. If that's good.
Well, we can go ahead and go to break.
All right,
and
well, I'm going to get on that now.
And see if we can get in contact with her.
Yeah, let's do it. I wanted to say hello, you know, to everyone in the chat room and everyone listening. And thanking you guys for supporting our job, Urban Rich Radio and Nikki Rich. Y'all keep it coming. Tell somebody about it. She's doing positive things, and she's coming from the heart with it. So I believe that which comes from the heart always reaches the heart. So come by her station and come by the show and receive some type of impartation, you know, because God is really blessing people to do positive things, and we give God all the glory all the time. We may not
all
mention
him
all the time, but he gets the glory all the time with us. So with
yeah.
that being said, I guess we can go to break.
Yes. Well, we're going to go to right now Mr. Amon. He is a guy out of Greenville. So,
ooh,
you know, we try to... No, it's on the radio. It's on. And we try to support him. He kind of reminds
oh, okay.
me of D'Angelo. But we do have a person online. I'm going to get to that person in a little bit. So,
okay.
yeah, we're going to go to him right quick. All righty.
Okay, that's fine.
Gators Hello?
Yes, how
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
My birthday is June 27th. The next Monday, I'll be 45 years old.
Wow. You know, because that's what I was wanting to get out. You know, you are, you know, a mature black man, but you're not saying it's all about me. It's all about what I want. It's all about me doing for my family or my generations or my legacy. You are trying to help other people realize what their legacy is, first of all, and how they can grow it and how you can help them to do it. I just take off my hat to you all. You're both doing an awesome job, and I just wanted to let you know that there's people out here that appreciate what you're doing. I may not be there in the flesh at your event, but I'm there in mind. So just keep up the good work. I am, you know, just elated to know that there's people like you in the world that gives us hope.
Yes, and it's very important that we come out of that crab in the bucket mentality.
Right. What got you thinking about helping other people?
Well, you know, it always starts at the root, which is your foundation, which is your family and your mother and your father. My father always mentored at church basketball players and was a basketball coach and always gave back to, like, little committees. Like, I guess it was like, I always hear him talk about the young Democrats, you know, during the Martin Luther King movements. I used to listen to about that. So I guess it was born in my blood when you take an active part as being a leader. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a way of life. It's not something you rehearse. I mean, I call people or I help people get jobs, like, every day in the area that I work in and not patting myself on the back. But sometimes I say, well, dang, babe, you know, I didn't get called for work this week, but I helped 10 people put a resume in somewhere to work on set, on TV somewhere. And you know what? At the end of the day, I look back and I was like, I was feeling pretty good about that because God has allowed us to touch his people with our hands. But not all the time are we going to touch them with our hands. We may be touching them with some information that could help their families. So that's how I know my family is always going to be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Give it back.
So, it's just a way of life to answer your question. I don't rehearse it. I post it on Facebook, Twitter. When things come up for the people that I work with, I just say, hey, I need a makeup artist. Hey, I need a barber. Hey, I need a hairstylist. Hey, and now I've become like one of the number one go-to guys around the world for helping people, just helping them take another step in their career. That's all it is, and that's what we need more of. So prayerfully, it's getting contagious, in which I see that it is. And like I said, I believe professionalism should always be number one, integrity, good work. Those things are the foundation of keeping things simple. And that's what I live by, so it's a way of life for me.
Wow. That is great. Like you say, it's catching on because Ms. Nikki Rich is doing an awesome job of, you know, putting people with people. The information that you're giving out tonight, it could save somebody's life. They can be thanking you. Yes. You give out your website and your information, and they say, it's somebody out there that cares about me. It's somebody out there that's going to help me build my business. I'm not in this business by myself. There is other people out there that know people that I need to know, and he don't mind putting me in touch with those people. You and Ms. Rich are just doing an awesome job. I'm like you. I hope it spreads some more. I myself, you know, I try to, you know, I think it's something that has been around a long time. It's kind of like networking. But
yes.
our race, I'm going to say it like that, our race don't know much about networking.
Wow.
You know, they just came, but I was talking, our race, not, you know, our country, everybody else in it, but our race particularly don't know about networking. You know, some of them do. Rich does, I do. You know, and some of us do, but it's not, like you said, it's in you. It's in you. For some reason, it's not in all of us to know that that's a part of living. networking is a part of living. If you ain't telling somebody else about something that helps somebody else, what are you doing?
Just, you're right.
What are
networking
you
is important. It's very important to help or even to barter. You can barter services by networking. People don't even know that. You know, people, you may need to learn a technique, and they might have, I may have something that they need.
Mm-hmm.
We have to barter services. Just as people barter goods, we have to barter and work with one another
mm-hmm.
to get bigger picture done.
Mm-hmm.
That goes in the hair industry as falling into shop talk, because I always told people, if you're in the salon or shop by yourself, you'll be locked in. But get in there with four or five different hairstylists or barbers, and guess what? When you leave that place, you'll learn how to do things four, five, six, seven different ways just by standing next to another hairstylist or barber. So my question to get on the topic and not get off of what we're talking about, but the networking inside of the shop or the salon is important. Even if you just watch, even if you sit down and just watch and ask a question here or there, the development is going to take place because you're going to try it. I've worked with so many barbers throughout the years that I know umpteen techniques. I was in New York and I helped the guy that cut my hair for the awards last weekend, showed him. He was like, we sat up to 5 in the morning, falling asleep, just talking. And he was like, man, I appreciate the wisdom. And I was like, no, I appreciate you just being here and wanting to talk and wanting to share and giving me something, too. It's a two-way street, not a one-way street out here. And, you know, with that being said, it falls off into the salon and the shop. The barbers and the hairstylists have to stop being at each other and being with each other.
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great.
It's more heads in the world than it is barbers and hairstylists. You ain't got to fight over no customer. You don't have to fight over customers.
Right, right.
You don't have to disrespect the salon owner. They have to stop that, too. Stop disrespecting the shop owners and the salon owners if you work there.
Mm-hmm.
It's their vision. You knew in the beginning before you went there. You knew before you took your stuff in there what the scenario was.
Right.
And shop owners and salon owners, interview your people. Let the people know up front what your vision is, what you require. If you require them opening and coming to work, put some places and rules and regulations in place for your staff. That's important, too, and that'll help them with consistency. So with that being said, that, you know, it's needed. Anything to add, Ms. Ritz? Sorry.
No, y'all said it. No.
I really love the hair industry, and I love networking, like you said, ma'am. But networking has to be pure. It has to be pure from the heart. It has to be, you have to be coming with something, and they have to be coming. Do you see what I'm saying? It has to be a big picture for networking. It can't be a self-motivated. It can't be self-motivated.
Right. And by that you mean, like, they may say, well, I'll introduce this person to that person because I want something from the other person. You know,
right.
You're supposed, I'm going to go ahead and introduce this person to this person, but I may never even see him again. I may never even know the outcome.
I want to introduce the makeup artist to this job because guess what? I heard she was in Texas. I got a call for a Texas makeup artist, and guess what? I pulled your number for the job. That's it. I'm not a super makeup artist like that. I know how to do some makeup, but I'm not the makeup artist. So when those calls come in like that, I'm calling someone that I've met maybe one time, two times, or no times off of a referral. to fill the position.
And people need to realize that's how you grow. That's how you have become the person that you have become. You, God blessed you with putting the people in place that you needed to meet because you put somebody else in the place for somebody else to meet, and you did it from the heart. And so you just automatically got blessed. I know there's some other stylists and barbers that, oh, I would love to do a celebrity hair. How do you get there? How do you go from, you know, going to beauty school or barbershop
from
school
$12 a year.
To doing celebrity hair? That's how you do it, the way you did it.
And and working hard and building. It starts,
right.
They think that it starts where you're at. You don't just wake
right.
up and be flying to New York. You don't just wake up to fly to L.A. You don't wake up just to walk on a set. You have to have training and mental toughness and professionalism and all those things. I competed in hair competitions for years, so I attributed my mental toughness to working on a stage under lights, competing against 50 barbers, anywhere from 35 to 50 barbers for 8 years straight, as my mental toughness to work with one person on the stage at a high level. Someone
wow.
that you've never worked with. So I attributed my competition years to my mental toughness on not getting starstruck and not being tongue-tied when you walk into Robert Townsend, or not being tongue-tied when you walk into to work with Wesley Snipes, or when you walk in and work with Judge Mathis, or when you walk in and see Jesse Jackson, or you walk in to see the president. I attribute all of those years of competition to being able to walk into these rooms with these people, Russell Simmons, Kevin Lyles, Rick Ross, DJ Khaled, Lil Wayne, just people. R. Kelly, traveled with him for 4 years. Mathis, his home, ate dinner at his home, the Chicago Bears, Super Bowl, see, all type of things, all type of scenarios, but it goes back to my foundation. You don't just wake up and boom, you're there. It's hard work, and it's still hard work to today.
Wow.
So, with all that being said, humility is the process. You have to allow the process to give you humility. Some people get all puffed up and their chest get puffed out, but I call those people. I say y'all not living. You're trying to live the life of the celebrity, and you're not living the real life because you're not allowing the process to humble you, because God was talking about people being meek and lowly. You know what I mean? Being meek and lowly. What are you walking around like you're sitting on top of the world and walking around proud and prideful? So, and that goes on with barbers and hairstylists, too. We make $1,000 in 1 week, and now we're on top of the world, and you can treat your client anyway.
Amen.
It has to stop. $2,000. Hairstylists do $2,000 in 1 week. She thinks she's Jesus Christ. That's Christine. She's not Jesus Christ. And you don't talk to her, and you don't just decide that you're not going to work one day. Go to work. Go to work. Set the appointment, unless it's just something where you can't. But walk in a little bit more humility, and God will grant you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Well, I personally know I had a friend the other day go get her hair done, and this at this salon is very upscale and everything, and she said that the stylist that was doing her hair was on the phone the whole time. I wouldn't even be sitting in that chair if he was on the phone the whole time. You know,
yeah,
so
that's another scenario that has to stop. That really has to stop.
Yeah, so
it
that's
really
what it does. And it doesn't matter how much money you got or how much you think you're doing. You know, you can never get too as if you're too good to, you know, sit there and talk to your client. And you just have to be on the phone the whole time. And that was her first time with that particular
style. Well, we all know that she's not going back to her. Because I know y'all ladies. No, I know them ladies, y'all don't play that. I know y'all ain't going back. So, and I just say that. And we don't either. You know, it's just a joke. But we don't go back either. You know, you don't insult someone on their first trip that they come to see you.
And we have some more callers, and we thank you, caller, for tuned in.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling in.
Okay, we're going to go to 702. 702, what, tell us where you're calling from and a little bit about you.
What's up? What's happening? Nicky Rose, your boy, Kano the Pyro in Vegas.
What's good, Vegas?
Oh, man.
What's good, Vegas? I got some buddies out there this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, my buddies and them had the barber show out there, at the hair show, the IBS show.
Okay, that's
big barber show. Big barber competition was out there.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yeah. You ain't rotating like you said you was, huh?
Nah,
you said,
boy,
man. You better be rotating. This business going on out there, baby.
I know. It's too much business, man. We got a lot of things going on.
Come on with
here.
It.
Yeah.
Come on. It was a big. You got to hit them beauty shows too. You can get on deck and do a performance at one of them beauty shows.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, what's your question?
Oh, man, like, you know, what keeps you going, man? What keeps you grounded? What keeps you humble?
What keeps me humble, man? I don't know if you heard me. You know what keeps me humble? The process. And you should know what I'm talking about. The process. The process of doing big things and greater things. So you already know there's pain in the process. You know, like when people be saying, man, I'm just out here grinding. You can feel them when they say that word, right? I'm out here grinding.
Yep.
That means you digging in. That means you going hard. That means that you're relentless. That alone will humble you, especially if you're true to yourself. You have to be true to yourself. One thing about it
right.
is you have to be true to yourself. You know, a lot of guys get money or get their first little check from ASCAP. You know, in the music game, and then they want to go buy 100 bottles.
Huh.
What you going to buy 10 bottles for?
You need
money
get the rap starter kit. You know, they want the rapper starter kit. They want the chain, they want the cars, you know. That's wild.
Yeah. You right.
That was a good answer, man. I appreciate that.
Just stay true to yourself.
Okay.
That's it. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you got an independent deal or you got a big deal or you waiting on God to give you a big deal. Or you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm still cutting hair. God has blessed me with some great things, but I know he's coming with some greater things. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm on my way. I'm keeping moving forward. When people ask me, man, JB, how you doing? How's everything going? I tell them, if I've been grinding or working hard or moving and making a lot of moves and I'm tired and my checks ain't hit the mail yet or I ain't got a check or whatever didn't happen, I just tell people things are moving in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? I'm on this side of the dirt. I'm not dead. I'm still believing in Jesus Christ, and he still loves me, and I'm moving forward. I just tell people I'm moving in the right direction. That's it.
Exactly.
We ain't got to front and tell people we done made all of this, we done did all this. You know, tell people you got a deal, and we still on Reverb Nation, which is nothing wrong. Everybody, It's nothing wrong with none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I got this deal. Okay. What deal you get? What deal you get? You get the big one or you get the little deal? That's what I'm saying, you know. So just keep it, you know, straightforward. And I'm going to tell you, and God always says that, you know, the pain is in your process. It's painful to grind. It's painful to grind.
All right, well, you can't enjoy the sunshine without
to tell you. Huh?
I said you can't enjoy the sunshine without the rain.
Right. And then sometimes you go without work, or you go without this, and you go without that. You go with people, the naysayers. You go with people not really appreciating or minimizing what you do. You may see yourself Lil Wayne status. You may see yourself Stevie Wonder status. But they may, and you got people, you thinking this in your mind, and you got people putting you in a box saying, oh, you just a little old neighborhood dude. You see what I'm saying?
Well, but
you
got to
be able to shift that off.
Yeah, I do. Me as an artist, I don't expect, you know, nobody approval from what I'm making for myself. This is my music. That's why I call it.
Right.
You know, it's my music. You want to listen to my story? You know what I mean? You got an opportunity to. If you don't like it, you know, it's all good.
Yep. And the same with
I don't
and
see
the same
nobody
with,
improve.
Thank you. And the same with us. And with us, with our hair, the same with us in the hair business. We got people that come watch us and look and see what we're doing to critique our work. But guess what? It's only two people that got to like my work. It's me and the person's hair I'm doing. So, Nikki Rich, you believe that.
Exactly.
It's only two people that got to like. It's only two people that got to like what you're doing. You and your customer. If your customers like it, guess what? You love it.
Yeah.
Because everybody won't be able to do everybody's hair. They may say JB is God's gift to the earth with the clippers. And 20 people say yes. And it'd be where one person that be like, man, or they done built it up. People build you up so much, and then when you get ready to do something, they want to critique it. And that'll mess with you a little bit. You'd be like, man, I know I did my best with, you know, but there's still people out there. So the only people I care about is me and the person's hair I'm doing.
Makes
sense?
Exactly. Yeah.
Makes sense? So they can look, they can stand around all they want. They ain't standing around because of you doing hair. They looking at your anointing on your life.
Yeah.
It's not all the time what you say and what you do. It's what's on the inside that people are jealous about. It's what's on the inside of you that's making you drive. They wish they could do a radio show, do shows 7 days a week on the radio, do hair, go to school, take care of kids, do this, do that, blue, blah, blue, 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 network, go out of town, blah, 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 and still do it big and still come to school and get degrees. They wish they could spend a half a day of your life, Nikki Rich. They wish
yep.
they could stand in your shoes for 30 minutes.
But they ain't
that's
the ones standing up all night. They ain't the ones that stand up all night doing the work and,
right.
and you know, no sleep, just being the only person that's doing everything, running a radio station, and also, you know, putting in people work, putting in their music, and having to deal with people sending you music and everything, you know, the behind the scenes, and then people want to take credit, like, oh, I hooked you
yeah.
up with this person, I linked you up with that person, because they know you know the same people, but you ain't linking me up with nobody. You know, you might know that person, but I might have knew that person before you, but you ain't hooked me up with nobody.
But the thing about it is with linking people up, who cares? Because that's petty. That's small.
Yeah.
If the person wants to mess with you, they're going to mess with you because of you, not because of them. Even though there are people out there like that. But 9 times out of 10, if somebody meets somebody and they find out what you do and how you do it, they still have to mess with you because you're going to benefit them anyway. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to benefit, you're going to benefit their life, bless their life, just as they're going to bless your life.
You know, they just see, all they see is you doing things, and they just think, oh, she doing it big, oh, she blowing up, or something like that, but they don't see you up all night contacting people, or people contacting you, and you talking to these people, you know, and just working hard and creating this just so everybody can see what you're doing.
Yeah, it got bigger than, you know, just a regular, you know, responsibility. It's bigger to you, you know what I mean? So you got to take care of that. You know, ain't nobody else going to run your radio show.
And you ain't getting paid. You're paying somebody. Actually, we're supporting you because we're paying to be on the show to support your music. You know, to be honest. So it's like you're not supporting us. We're supporting you because we're paying. That's what's happening. But they don't realize that.
Yeah. And everyone needs to really pay attention to all of that. So,
you know, because we have to pay.
Yeah, we can all eat. But, you know, ain't nobody trying to be all greedy. You know, everybody want to be gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yep.
You know what? I don't even sit around for anything. You know what? I go after and I create.
Yeah.
You have to create. And then guess what? While you're creating, guess what? God is creating also.
Yep.
So while you're working hard, he's working hard with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't, you know, pass up some opportunities when they come to you. You know, opportunities come to you every day. You just got to, you know, have the right perspective, you know, to engage into that opportunity. It's going to pass you by. If you don't, man, you're going to be wondering why. Oh, why I ain't like this? Why I ain't balling? Why I ain't doing this? You're not taking advantage of your opportunities.
Right.
I see we have another call. I'm going to put that person in, and I still got you guys on as well. So let's go to 702. Hello, what's going on? Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is T. Roscoe. What's up, Kano the Pyro? I know this man well. How you doing, Nikki Rich? And I'm not sure the other person who's on the call's name, but I've been listening to him, and a lot of principles that he say I live by, and I just thought it was refreshing to hear that, because you know I go through it too, just like anybody else, and that humility is real big. It's got to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's Mr. JB.
So, you know.
You're right, bro. You're 100% right. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is T. Roscoe. I do a lot of promoting for artists and businesses. I'm trying to bring them together in a way that works, where we can have some of the artists get on some of the businesses, you know, the local black businesses that's struggling, you know, and bring together a situation where, you know, I shoot commercials. So I have been lately. I've been having the rappers sing, you know, songs or jingles for the businesses, and it's coming, you know, it's brand new, but it's, I can see where it's starting to have a little effect, so it's something I want to push more to doing. I love what my man Kano is doing with the radio show. I'm a silent listener most of the time, but he's getting it in, and, you know, it's a good look.
Thanks, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. And y'all check him out on YouTube, too, T. Roscoe Show. He got some hot artists on there, you know. He keep Vegas active, man. He show y'all what's going on out here, most definitely.
I'm definitely gonna check it out, T. Roscoe.
Yeah. Right on. Appreciate that.
That's good love, though.
Yes.
Yeah, like you were saying, Nikki. We supporting them, you know, because you know nobody sits there and edits those videos hour after hour, you know. And then my thing is that a lot of the artists that I do videos for, they'll be the last ones to support it. They won't even, you know, share it amongst their people. And I'm thinking it's you. You know, why wouldn't you want to promote yourself? Or are you just waiting for somebody else just to do it? You know, and then you go to the shows and you want money up front. You want to get paid, but you ain't done nothing worthy of getting paid. Not saying they're not to, you know, doodle on their efforts, but, you know, there's still a lot of work involved to go, you know. So I understand it from both sides, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
At the same time, you know, you got to have the humility. You got to be respectful. You know, and you can get some things accomplished in that if you do it that way, you know. But I'm not the guru. I don't toot my own horn. I try to stay off camera as much as possible. You know, I want the artist to shine. But yet I made it my name, so to show my name so nobody could take it from me. So that's where we at with it. But, yeah, I'm just enjoying the conversation that's going on. And you know, I look forward to seeing you guys more and maybe help promote you guys, too, what you're doing. So let's network and get it in. That's how I look at it.
We appreciate the love from both of you brothers. Thanks for the love, bros.
All day.
We got another blessing coming up, too.
If y'all listen up, we got another blessing coming up. Nikki Rich is about to, I think she got something unveiled to y'all. A surprise out here.
Okay.
So listen, T. Roscoe, I need you to stay online. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
We got a guest. We got a special guest coming on now, so, you know, I'm going to put you on hold, but, you know, I'm going to tie you in, okay?
Okay.
All right, bro.
Okay.
Got it.
Hello, welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio, your host, Miss Nikki Rich.
Hi, Miss Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey,
I'm great.
Hey.
Jania Butler, a.k.a. Lady J, J.B. John Bivens, the Baptist,
Lady
invited
J
us to the show, Hip Hop Union, absolutely.
They waiting on you to tell them everything. Go ahead, Nikki, tell her about everything and what's going on and let her rock the house.
About iJive Urban Rich Radio?
Yeah, tell her where you at and the listeners and where we all coming.
Okay.
What's going on with the show? And
okay, well, my name is Nikki Rich. We're out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We on each and every Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We recently had every Monday we have Shot Talk with JB. This past weekend we had two major events. I brought Kevin A&R Shine, if you know him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I brought him to Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was a meet and greet, and it was awesome. And we had a lot of NFL Carolina Panthers players show up. We had pro basketball, European pro NBA. You know, I meant pro basketball. I say NBA. Basketball players to show up, and it's just like a lot of people in the community. People came from everywhere, from Florida to California, and we were so happy about the event. And after that, we had the Meet Your Tweet with Yoshiko Entertainment, and both events was a success. And so it was started out as a small event just to, you know, kind of see the market for North Carolina. But it turned out so great that we're going to have a big event in September called the NCMS, which is North Carolina Music Summit. And, you know, I'll be hosting that and bringing that in with a lot of people. We had, what's his name, Cashman that was there, and some A&Rs that was also there. So we connected with them, and we will be having them at the summit.
Good.
Those will be bigger and better. And iJive Urban Rich Radio, we're just trying to do big things, move forward in the community. It's a supportive show that supports everybody, their talents, and things that they're working on and moving toward. And, you know, we got people all over. We had Canadian artists yesterday and Carolina Panthers yesterday. We had Bahamas, UK. We have a little bit of everybody. So we podcasting. So right now you can go back, you know, if you want to go back and listen, you can find us on iTunes, for those who don't know.
Hey,
oh, great. Absolutely.
Let her tell us. She's down at Push right now. Let her just go ahead and give her tell us everything about what we're doing with Hip Hop Union, the Hip Hop Summit, how me and you, just tell them everything, Janelle.
Well, it's great. I'm in Chicago right now at the 40th Annual Rainbow Push Conference with Jesse Jackson. And what we're doing is, we are having a hip-hop summit tomorrow from 2 to 4:30, and then an after networking party at the Crimson Lounge between 9 and 12. And what we're doing is we're celebrating entrepreneurship and hip-hop. Tomorrow is our time to have that discussion about the many entrepreneurs that are in hip-hop. The Hip-Hop Union represents a body of businesses and entrepreneurs that are coming together for a collective interest to get benefits, rights, and respect for hip-hop. So JB has been one of our newest hip-hop citizens and has kind of taken the torch and has been hot on the trail of contributing. The Hip-Hop Union is about each of us entrepreneurs contributing and making a new respect and gaining respect from the people like Reverend Jesse Jackson and the other side of the universe that looks at hip-hop. They look down on hip-hop. They look through hip-hop. They look around hip-hop. And they only use us when they want to market something, but don't make sure that we don't get a part of that market share. So the Hip Hop Union is definitely the next organization breaking down those doors and making sure that we get our share. And the entrepreneurs are given the opportunity to be just who we are and to grow in businesses so we can hire the ex-offenders, so we can hire the people that in our community that need assistance and get the money to the businesses. $684 billion goes through the hip-hop community each year, but we only see 3% of that money. So what we want to do is focus on that 97% of the money that's going around and redirect that to the businesses that are really counting hip-hop and making hip-hop move.
That's what's up. I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
Is it really busy down there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The sports gala is going on right now, and we're about to go up to that, and everything has been good. Everything so far so good.
Well, that's a blessing. You know, Nikki, if you had the quick questions that you want to ask her before she goes in and continues to blaze these trails, because she really has opened some doors and God has really blessed her. We were talking about humility earlier, and we were just talking about humility before you got on the line. I don't know if you were listening.
I just wanted you to tell us a little bit more about you. And for those, I know I see some people that just tuned in. So can you tell us who you are again and a little bit more about you and what you do? Because we have listeners chiming in right now.
My name is Jania Butler, a.k.a. Fly Girl Lady J. I'm out of New York City. I'm the owner of the Social Services of Hip Hop, and through the social service, what we do with the Social Services of Hip Hop, we identify and remedy problems that affect the growth of the hip hop industry. One of those problems happened to be that we're not united, and that's how we created the Hip Hop Union. And we've done that through years of concentrated research on what it would take to get us together and to bring us together. So about in 2005, we did a study out in Miami Memorial Day weekend on if people would become citizens of hip-hop, why or why not? And what we found is nobody liked the state of hip-hop. Nobody. Nobody liked the state of hip-hop. And there were people that were, if anybody knows Miami Memorial Day weekend, then they know that that's a hip-hop weekend. Okay? And there were people out there telling me that they weren't in the hip-hop culture. They weren't a part of the hip-hop culture. So I realized that we didn't even know what a culture was. We don't even know our power. So we had begun to do stuff that identifies those things,
And so, and essentially creating the union and the citizens of hip hop with this positive message to go along with it. And we've been steamrolling from then. If anybody wants to check us out, they can go to hiphopunion.org and kind of do an information site, and they can get all the information that they need on how to get on board, what we're doing. And basically what we want is everybody to chime in. We are a people of genius. And we need to accelerate that genius by bringing it all together and becoming one big nucleus and one big brain that acts in unison. Because once we do that, the world is in trouble. I mean, we already rule the world right now, and we're not even thinking about it. So if we start thinking about what it is we do and the actions that we take, no one will be able to stop us, and we won't have to be violent and all these different things that come along with it.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was in
Hey, how you doing? Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nikki. I couldn't hear.
We're okay.
Here.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Did someone say they was in Miami for?
I was just saying I was there, so you know, and I understand what they're saying.
That's a good thing. That's really a good thing. Well, I'm glad that. So, and we just got to. You got? Do you have some more sites for us? HipHopUnion.org. HipHopUnion.org.
Yep, HipHopUnion.org. And if you're in the Chicago area, definitely come out to the Hip Hop Summit. We need your input. We need to know what you're thinking, what you're doing, what kind of business that you have, and see what kind of hip hop citizen you are. We have a pledge, and I'll just say the pledge so everybody knows. The pledge is I pledge allegiance, and everybody can say this with me right now, wherever you're at, and so you can now become an official citizen of hip-hop, and you can repeat after me, and I guess JB and Nikki, you guys can repeat after me, and then we'll get everybody else in unison as they're in their houses, in their homes right now, saying that this
Let's
is what
it.
We have to do.
Okay.
So,
do
you ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance.
Yeah, we're ready.
I pledge allegiance.
Nikki, I'm waiting for you. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the life.
Of hip hop.
Into my heart.
For which it beats.
I am one mind.
Under pressure.
Seeking respect.
Empowerment.
And empowerment. We say, are you in? And then you say, I am. So I ask you all, are you in?
I am.
Yay! So we pledge a new group of hip hop citizens, and everybody else that was listening, take it seriously. HipHopUnion.org. We are not playing. We have to make action because we're doing all of this, but we're only operating in 3% of our budget. We need to operate in that 97%.
Yeah, you're right.
And we will.
And
so right now we will.
And it's HipHopUnion.org. I'm putting it in the chat room right now.
Yes.
And to register for tomorrow's event, go to RainbowPush.org, and you can look on, see our Hip Hop Summit, and everything else that comes into play.
Wow, that's what's up. I'm happy that you came. I really am.
Me too. I'm
is
so
there
happy
a way
that
I
you guys
can,
brought me on board.
Is it a way that we can get the pledge or find it on a website or something?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the hiphopunion.org. Absolutely. You should also go to the media section and see our movie, Follow the Leader. see what we're doing and how we're doing it, and, you know, you'll just get charged up once you see the site.
Okay.
Did you get that information, Pyro?
Yes.
Pyro? What's his name?
T. Roscoe.
Kano Pyro.
T. Roscoe.
Oh, that's Roscoe.
Got the information.
And Kano Pyro.
Right? Yeah, I'm plugging up the laptop right now.
Okay, he's gonna he's from Vegas, so he'll be contacting you about his show too as well, Jamia.
Okay, great. Yeah. I love it. I have some contacts out in Vegas, so we need to be out there.
Okay,
well, good.
And I would love to contact you too, Jamia, and have you on a different day.
I would love to. I have so much to talk about.
Awesome. Okay, cool. We're going.
So
I'm in a bad
place. It's getting really loud
well,
here,
you.
So I'm going to chime out. I thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. Nikki, I'll talk to you. We'll be out in Vegas, Roscoe. We need a chapter out there, so we need you. Every artist is an entrepreneur, and our job is to get the entrepreneur's money.
Okay, I'm doing it. Everything you were saying made perfect sense to me. So let's do it.
We also have Kano the Pyro online as well. He's in Vegas as well.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking. Right.
All right. Thank you.
Follow me on Twitter.
I'll see you soon, sis.
Jania, can you tell us how you spell your name?
J-I-N-E-E-A.
Okay, J-I-N-E-E-A? Okay.
Yeah.
We got it.
Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R.
Okay, thank you.
And we're going to get, she had to go.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's my business partner. She's downtown. We'll be together again. We've been together all weekend, and we got sessions tomorrow. Our summit is tomorrow at 2, the panel, the hip-hop panel. We got our politicians. We have everyone coming out. As we have this celebrity panel to discuss the entrepreneurship in hip-hop, where we can get this $684 billion that the government has set to the side for the businesses.
Wow. I'm with it. Let's get it.
Yep. So make sure y'all contact and get her on these shows and tell people so we can spread this word out.
Definitely.
So, Nikki, it's on again.
This show is hot today.
Man, we got some more callers out there, what?
Yeah, let me see. No, we don't have no more, but we have people that's online. We got 3 people that's all right. Anything you would like to say, Kano?
Oh, just follow Kano the Pyro on Twitter and HME Radio. @gmail.com. If you're a hot artist, want to get on our show, send us your MP3s, your bio, contact info, and I'll definitely holler at you. I got a direct line. You can holler at me at 702-481-8145. So for all your listeners out there want to holler at me direct, just do that. And we, you know, I sent some other artists your way. Did you holler at them, Nikki Rich? Nikki Rich.
I'm here.
I said, did you holler at my other artists I sent your way?
I think so. I haven't been able to check, but I will check that out. But just so those who don't know, you can follow me on Twitter at NIKKI2_RICH. You can email me at NIKKIRICH79@gmail.com. Artists, independent record labels, songwriters, anybody, models, athletes. We've been having different athletes on. So we want all of you to come to iDrive Urban Rich Radio, and we have D Slate, D Hour Show, shout out to him. We all working as a team. We all different radio stations, but we work together, so it's not
like you would just be on iJive. We always send you to The Hour Show or HME Radio because guess what? I'm in the East Coast, they're in the West Coast. So, you know, we want you to get heard. And we are a team, you know, we're working together to support you guys. So that's how we do it here on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
That's what it do. Most definitely.
I just posted up T. Roscoe video up in the chat room for all y'all folks to check out his links.
Yeah, you can find it at www.youtube.com/T Roscoe Show. My phone number is 702-412-4268 for any artists that, you know, might be in the Vegas area, because eventually we're going to be able to come out there. You know what it is, though. You know, it's up and coming, and, you know, we're just trying to get some support so we can make it a global thing, you know. It's bigger than the country because it's a lot of money overseas, too, that we can you know, we need to have access to. So, you know, it's just about getting in front of the people, and eventually somebody going to see it, and if we build it, they'll come. So that's where I'm at with it. And like I said, it's been an enjoyable experience to be on this call. I appreciate you, Kano, for cluing me in on it. And I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Hey, tell them about that new plug you was telling me about with the soundtracks and stuff, how to submit the songs to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a good friend of mine, his name's Charlie Mack. He runs WhosTheHottestRapper.com, www.WhosTheHottestRapper.com, and he just was awarded the executive producer over the new Spike Lee-produced movie called You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You. And it's basically about two New York detectives that are on the hunt for somebody who's knocking off rappers. I know it's a weird little title, but it's supposed to be a real in-your-face thriller. And there's opportunities for artists to be able to get on the soundtrack if they go to that website, www.WhosTheHottestRapper.com. So it's definitely an opportunity. I think it's going to be another month, and then they're going to close it out. And I've had the privilege to get a couple artists involved in that project, and I'm kind of, you know, excited about that too. So it's and he not only does the music soundtrack, but he also does the soundtracks for the TV show network. A lot of the reality shows and stuff that's on TV that you hear, music was submitted through his website. So it's a good opportunity for those that's trying to, you know, a different route other than the label route, you know, to get paid for their music. And it's all non-exclusive, so it's a good deal. So hit them up, you know.
That's what's up, man. Cozy, man. We got plugs, artists. Y'all definitely better get on them and hit them up. Eh? What is it again? WhosTheHottestRapper.com?
WhosTheHottestRapper.com. Yep. That's what's up.
Wow, that's what's up.
I appreciate y'all having me on, and it's definitely been a pleasure meeting all y'all.
All right, have a blessed day.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get off here, but y'all continue to fight. That's what's up. Right on.
One love.
I'm out.
HipHopUnion.org. 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 That's what we're doing on the national campaign. And you can meet me, you can meet Nia, and we all can meet together on the front line of all of this.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. One love. Yep.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all our listeners, our people in the chat room. We are live today. We were just speaking with Miss Jania Butler. I mean, it's so awesome to have such, you know, people come on the show and just, you know, support others. I mean, this is important, guys. And we got to do the pledge. I mean, this is awesome. This is really big to me. I'm excited. And, you know, right now I'm logging on to hip-hop.
Yeah, it's good stuff on there. She'll definitely come back on, and she'll even come out. We need to have her in person. You need to get her in person. She's relevant. She's fought. She's earned it. She has the national ear of one of our national pioneers, and we as in Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr., and God only knows where else this is going. So we have the ear. We have the ear of BET. We have the ear of VH1. We have the ear of local media. We have the ear of the internet, and we have the ear of the people. So now we need to have all of us in that place to push this through. We're going to take these pledges, and we're going to get this money so that people can really be more relevant with their businesses,
mm-hmm.
and we're just all going to go to the top. The government is listening now. The government is listening to hip-hop. I just want y'all to know.
Exactly. And, guys, hip-hop doesn't have to be negative. It's a positive. It can be a positive. It can either be positive or negative. And what we're shooting for is the positive, you know? We're working together. We're coming together as one. A lot of people say hip-hop is dead. No, it's not. It's alive. It's just up to us to keep it alive.
Right. It definitely ain't going to die. It's too many genres in hip-hop itself nowadays. You know, they got hip-hop spiritual rap, gospel rap. They got hip-hop rock, hip-hop jazz. They got all types of things now. So it's universal. You can't stop it.
Right.
It's up to us, and we have to support our people, too, guys. Don't just think, oh, everything sound the same, everything, or they're too... have the negative part. Well, if you feel that something is negative, guess what? You do something about it to make it a positive,
Yeah, I think it's people not being themselves, and I think they trying to get approved by hip-hop by, staging that persona, I'm talking about, like, I don't want to say too many names, but... it's a lot of rappers out there saying they're selling dope and doing this, and they actually Valley Victorians from their high school. They went to college. They don't want to tell that side of them, but they'll rather say, I'll rob a nigga, and this and that. I was selling keys and stuff.
But that's all of how they're built. That's part of their act, so that's how they're making their money. So, that's gonna be it. But
I'd rather buy somebody that's speaking positive on some real stuff. Even like more union, more unity through, networking and everything, than buying somebody that's selling me, putting on an act. Why would I want to do that? It just don't sound right. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. Everything good?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, we all here.
You hear me?
Yeah.
No, I ain't.
A lot of things don't get done because people are not saying anything, they don't get heard. Some people don't get heard. You need to stand up. And, we could talk about it in our houses and on the phone and everything else. But when it comes to actually doing something about it, nobody's not willing to do anything. So let's get out and support each other and have a positive movement. I was on yesterday talking on Twitter, talking about positive movement and supporting one, because that's the big thing right now. A lot of people are focused on the wrong thing. If you're better than me or you're trying to do something like me, that's not the problem, We're worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah, instead of being all competitive, we can work together and make it all bigger for everyone.
like you're saying.
Yeah. And right now, that's what we're doing on the radio shows, the different radios and the artists, and, you know, and it you can tell the difference, you know?
Yeah. And they bring their fans, and they really see that this is real. You know what I mean? They actually, they really getting heard, and people is requesting their songs and, you know, asking about them, loving their interviews. It's, you know what I mean? It's a bigger outlet, you know, from the average. Well, if you bring a song to the radio and you're a local, they're going to charge you like 10 grand just to get a spin. And plus, you got to get through their already designed programming that the big labels are paying for. So you ain't going to get a slot. You know what I'm talking about? It's hard
to get on
the radio.
And if you do, it might be played one time.
Yeah, this one time. Yeah, one time. You paid $10,000 for one time.
But we're here to support them, the artists, the models, the athletes, the actors and the actresses, the hairstylists, the barbers, and we're just here to support all of y'all because we're putting our money into this, not receiving anything. And, you know, each day I get an email saying, oh, check out my music, check out this. Like, it's like, you got to check my stuff out. Or somebody saying, play this, play. If you only play one song, can you play two more songs of his or play another song of his? You know, I mean, you're telling me to play this many songs, but if I was not on, how would this get played?
Thank you.
Well, I got to open your eyes out there. Like I said, you can't even see these opportunities. And, you know, it ain't going to be free for so long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start having to charge y'all to get some slots. You want to interview or you got to start really investing to yourself because this gonna blow up real soon.
Yeah, it's not going to be free for long because everything is more internet. You know, now you got the digital downloads, you know, iPod, podcast, you know, you're podcasting.
And I've been
doing
this.
Most of the people be on the computer.
And I've been doing this for 3 years. You know what I mean? I don't tally up how much I invest into this. I don't even worry about that because I love doing this. Oh, you know what I mean? Like you said, everything's getting viral now. From your iPhones to you can download iJive Urban Rich Radio on your iPhone. Plug it into your car while you drive, you know what I mean? You can be listening live right now. It's so many different ways. You can put us on your iTunes, podcasts. You can't make it to the live episode, but it's going to be on there when you get home.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the archives. You can go back. So a lot of people always text me, I miss your show. And I always tell them, you can go back and listen.
Yeah, definitely about that hip-hop information and the Shop Talk. This is going to see the Shop Talk is tough. See how good Shop Talk is? Shop Talk is really
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Opening up. Open up your mouth and open up your heart.
Shop Talk.
That's all Shop Talk is. You know, if people sit down and have civilized conversations, it doesn't have to get rude. It doesn't have to be belligerent. It doesn't have to be ignorant, cursing and all the fussing and fighting, which we've all done before. It can be civilized, and we can be working toward getting something done instead of just being.
Because you never know who's listening.
That's how I am. You never know who's listening. And people be underestimating. A lot of people do a lot of things around me that they underestimate. They take people for granted. I've always been told, be mindful of who you're sitting down eating dinner with. Be mindful of the person that you're with. Meaning, put some thought to it. Don't just fly off. You know, not that you're esteeming someone higher or better than you, but a first impression is a lasting impression. You may need, you know, that person, by the end of dinner, you may want to do some business deal with that person. But at the end of by the end of dinner, you made yourself like a complete imbecile.
Right.
Without manners. We don't operate with manners no more. We walk through stores just cursing all over the place. Oh, F that, woo, bop, the bam. And not saying that we've never done that before. But we got to stop being so vocal in public and belligerent in public.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of that going on. Vocal and belligerent. From the kids to the young ladies to the young boys to the adults. Everybody's just cussing. Oh, F that. I don't give a F. In public.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say something, you know, the first thing they want to do is, quote, go in. Go in. Okay, you go in, guess what? You going out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have nothing for you. I don't have nothing for you. You show out in public around, I can't fool with you.
That's real, man. That's real talk. I know I learned that through experience playing times, and you know that's how I carry myself these days.
Same here, man.
You
can't be belligerent in public.
Yeah, you gotta know your circle. Definitely know your circle.
Well, I'm so glad JB is on. I mean, he got it going today, honey.
Oh, my God. No, he don't. No, he don't.
It is live with JB Shop Talk.
Popping the day, huh?
It's going up. That's it. You got it going on today, honey.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about, Shop Talk, right here with JB.
Wow.
Each and every Monday, 6:30 to 8:30, but he's not necessarily going to be on from 6:30 to 8:30 because he has so much to do. But just note those are our times, too.
Every year, I'll be on Mondays. Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
Yes. It's
wow.
So awesome just to have that and say the pledge. I mean, wow, that is so nice.
That was amazing.
Amazing.
That alone.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we rocked that out. That was hot.
That was the hip hop pledge, right? The union pledge?
Yeah, I am a citizen pledge, a citizen of hip hop pledge.
Oh yeah.
And what we do is we hand out fans like you at a rally, and it says I am a citizen on the front of that with the pledge and different sayings all over the fan. So everybody at the summit tomorrow will take the pledge, everybody will have a fan, and everybody will be a citizen of hip hop.
Uh-huh.
And understand. And we got all the DJs in Chicago coming and just people that want to have a voice and really understand. Just it's not by happenstance. You were saying hip-hop is changing. Hip-hop is changing because people are going through. What it is a lot of times we have a different perception of how things really should be. And then we misrepresent a certain way we should be doing things. And I think a lot of times hip hop has been misrepresented.
Uh huh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Image wise. Image wise. But you know what? You know, as you get older, you're supposed to do better.
They want to blame hip hop for everything. All everything
right.
Is going bad in America. Hip hop,
yeah. No, it's not hip hop. It's just individuals that have done some things that haven't matured yet, but now they're understanding. See, when you know right, you do right. So what it is you have to show people. and it's a lot, and it's always built up, like you said, on how we've grown up or how we've been taught or our situations that surrounded us or our environment. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like everyone has to embrace the change. Everyone. The United States, hip-hop, me, you, everybody, we have to embrace change, and we have to want to be changed.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's a lot changing. Things are changing now. I think what we should do is get all the hottest rappers and make a, like a free album, you know, album that's going to, you know, return the funds to different communities or school programs or something like that. I mean, that'd be dope right there to pull off a new self-destruction CD or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be a lot going on. I just want everybody to keep up with hiphop.org. If you really, I believe that we can really pump that up every week because this is something big. Y'all going to see it. It's really, it's being done. When you get the national spokesman for the United States for civil rights to back this movement, there's something big about to happen.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
We have the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson on board of the Hip Hop Union, and it is now officially under the umbrella of Rainbow Push Coalition. That's major.
Yes, major.
That's major. Hip hop has a voice in the United States because the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson, after 3.5 years of Jania Butler pushing and fighting with, she's been pushing and fighting for over 10 years. But for the last 3 years, she has been at Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson said yes. I sat in the meeting with him and her as a representative of hip-hop. I was in the meeting.
Okay.
Jesse Jackson is hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's major, y'all. It's big. So It's gonna be some changes. We're gonna continue to go at a slower pace, and when you all see these award shows and different events like the NBA All-Star Game weekend, hip hop is gonna be there. Super Bowl weekend, hip hop is gonna be there. Fest, music fest in all the cities, and summer fest, and all of those in West Coast, East, everywhere. Y'all know it's coming. It's big. So, I was just happy to be a part of the show today.
What do you see hip hop in the next 5 years?
Hip hop running the country.
Yep.
A major integral part of running the country, because what's happening is change. I'm just saying, change. It's taking place now. People are either what's going to happen is people going to live or they're going to die. When you choose life and you choose live, you choose to change.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you're going to be stuck.
I think that, too. I absolutely think that, too.
Yeah.
That's why it's changing so much. That's why they doing the branding, and they just trying to go back. It's like a whole circle. We're trying to go back to how it used to be and just be more professional. You know, that's what they're trying to get it to, because I think – I didn't want to say lost away, but, you know, I just think we kind of got away from it.
It's party hard. We've been partying too much for the last couple decades.
Yeah, but I mean, and one thing I'd like to see, and we've all done it, and I'm just one of these people, including myself, but I think people should get more, not so much as close, but more private with their personal consumption of marijuana. I think that's one of the negatives that is being placed on our life because we're so openly with the drugs. I used marijuana. I've done it. I'm not against anyone that does. I'm saying get more, get private with it. Quit being an advocate and, you know, quit, you know what I'm saying? That's an image problem. That's an image scenario. If you care about your image, you have to pull that in. I know it may not stop. No, I'm not saying that. I think that should be, that's just like you sleeping with your wife. That goes on behind closed doors.
Yep, exactly.
I honestly believe,
a couple artists out there that's you know, using that image, you know, and gaining success off that. You know what I mean? The Wiz Khalifa, the Snoop Dogg. Everybody, you know, Snoop been blowing.
Everybody. You're right. But guess what? They got it. They got it already.
Snoop had it
because he had somebody, Dre and all of them, and Q, you know, they all was in the, you know, they all, just so happened, they dropped something.
What about the new cat? Like, just Khalifa. Like, you know, everybody loves him because he's, you know, rolling up. He even got the songs on the radio. I roll up.
Well,
guys, I also want to let you know that D Slate of D Hour Show is also in right now. How are you doing, D Slate?
D Slate.
Hey, guys, what's going on? How y'all doing? Nikki, what's going on? You got a hot show tonight. JB, how you doing, brother? Big ups to my man Kano. What's going on?
Cool, man.
Good
to hear from you.
Hey, man, I think you guys are making some incredible points, especially JBL, some of the points that you guys were talking about as far as, you know, where hip-hop is going to be in a few years, the difference between, you know, I think hip-hop is also going to make a big statement. It's going to be an integral part of a lot of businesses. I also think that, you know, just think about a few years ago when Oprah had this really big thing on her show about hip hop and how there's a lot of artists out there who she doesn't like, you know, and she was really big against hip hop, you know, for a while. And, you know, she didn't like how a lot of artists use derogatory statements toward women and how a lot of artists empower drugs and negative materials and gang violence in their raps. So, you know, she had a really big thing going on. I think she even had a panel discussion going on. She had some hip-hop artists, you know, just trying to tell her, hey, you know, that's not really what it's all about. But
she was stomping on Tupac CDs and Snoop Dogg CDs.
Exactly. And I think that you know, someone like herself, I think that when you have the kind of power that you do, open your eyes. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're not going to lie. You know, and it's not just hip-hop. When you think about any type of industry, when you think about any type of entity, when you think about sports, when you think about other things, there's always bad apples in the bunch. You know, you cannot control what adults or other individuals do. But all you can do is try to give people a positive outlook about that entity and say, hey, look, we're not them. This is what we're pushing. This is what we're saying. This is what we're trying to get you to understand. Right.
All right. We got the right to do that, too. It ain't like we can't say we want to change. It ain't like, you know what I mean, we can't be heard. It's a lot of people just don't want to do it.
And I also believe that, you're 100% right. I also believe, but you know, like this, like he just said, but let me just tell you something. We're a firm believer that this campaign, I just want you all to know, hiphopunion.org. You heard it. You've heard the voices. You've heard the name. Just believe it. When you see the people that will be riding with us, and we will be at Miss Oprah with this as well. This is not small. This is big. It's not small. She is reachable. And the thing about her, what she was saying and what she was doing and things people were saying, is that all you have to do is educate people. Give them another option in their mind and say, hey, man, is this image really you or is this image really someone else? Is this what you want to portray? Just do a hum, you know. That's the
I think that also the understanding and the statement too, especially to a lot of the hip hop artists, do you want the people, the public, do you want your peers to take you seriously? Do you want to be taken seriously? So if you want to be taken seriously, you have to present yourself that way.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know, it's a lot of successful people that, you know, still play that role. You know what I mean? It's like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, he went to college. You know, we chatted up, you know, everything like that. Yeah, he went to college. And, he don't speak on that. You know what I mean? People get the wrong thing. But he's still playing that role. Cause that's
you know what, Lil Wayne? You know what, Kano, I want to say this, though. You made a good point earlier because I was actually on YouTube looking at the self-destruction video like a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of the comments, and it was many comments about the video. A lot of people were saying, now this is what I call hip-hop. This is real hip-hop right here. I don't understand why a lot of these new artists, you know, aren't doing something like this. And then it was actually a few individuals who said, you will never see Drake, Lil Wayne, and Young Jeezy and a lot of these other artists making an album or making a record like this. Because right now it seems like they're all about self.
Yeah. Exactly. You're right.
So I think if a lot of rappers, and like you said, I think if a lot of major hip-hop artists got together and created some type of album like that, not just a song, create an album. Create some type of album like that to push positive hip-hop, to get people to understand the real meaning behind hip-hop and what people are trying to do with hip-hop and use that money that they're making off that album to put it into, like Jania said, to put it into entrepreneurs' businesses, to put it into communities, to help education, to do different things like that. I guarantee if these artists do something like that, they'll get more positive respect about what they're doing. This is their livelihood. So you know they need to be viewed positively in this everyday livelihood that these cats do all the time.
Yep, they can do it for DJ Khaled. I'm so hood. Man, I know they can do it for hip hop.
But
you know the thing about this, you know, a lot of cats can't get a release from their labels to do certain collaborations. You know, they got a lot.
Yeah. It goes deep. So it's going to be, all I'll say is if everybody just keep up with hiphopunion.org and let your voice be heard there, and we're reachable. Do you see what I'm saying? So through that,
well,
you
I'm
going to
get on there.
You know,
I'm
just
going to get
just,
on there
just,
and check it out.
Just take it slow. Deal with it. Know that we are working on some big things. To have the major platform on the 40th year of Reverend Jesse Jackson's platform of Rainbow Push, to be on the platform on his program is major. This is not small. We have his ear. I was at his house, in his office. He walked up to us. He calls us by name, she and I. We walk around, like I said, in humility. We walking around with all these big-time politicians. They're coming through his office. They're speaking to us. Hey, and all he says is, that's hip-hop, y'all. He points his finger at us and say, that's hip-hop. Meaning, and every time he says it, that's a stamp of approval for the United States of America validating hip-hop. So what we're going to try to do is hit these major forums to bring relevancy to a 100% turnaround with hip-hop and give the benefits of hip-hop everywhere we go. So that's it.
That's real.
Real talk, man. That's it. We ain't playing. We're going to give a whole different twist. We're about to give a whole different twist. It's about to be a whole different twist with this hip-hop thing.
I'm definitely going to get on and check it out. I'm actually going to contact Jania and probably get her on my show and
please
speak on it. Definitely speak on it and, you know, let cats know it. You know, this is real. This is what's going on.
And if y'all know, whoever y'all know, get her and get her on everybody's show. That's my buddy. That's my girl, my business partner. She will go. We've been to Atlanta, New York, Chicago. I was with her in Hub City last week, and she got the people's ear. We talking about Puffy, Kevin Lyles, Russell Simmons. She got everybody's ear.
That's what's up.
It's about to be a good, it's about to be a good turnaround. So we need it to be continued, and we need your support on hiphopunion.org.
And definitely send my contact, so we need to definitely link up, too, and get on A2Me.
Okay. Oh, no doubt. For sure.
Yeah,
I mean, we all in. Go ahead.
Hiphopunion.org, guys.
From the chat room to JB.
Go ahead.
Who's your all-time favorite rapper and rap group?
And my all-time favorite rapper?
Woo!
That's a good one.
Rap group.
Oh, a rap group? That's kind of different because I always liked the 80s with Houdini. Run DMC, you know, we still going to stay on that thing of hip-hop. And I'm a music person, so I may have liked them all, but they might have only made one song that let me know that they was real hard and true. So I like the 80s groups and stuff like that. I liked Tupac. I did like Pac. You know what I mean? I liked America's Most Wanted. I liked N.W.A., Eazy-E, Too Short. I liked all of that. Snoopy is cool. Dre was cool. But I'm a music person, so what catches me first is what the producer did. The music catches me first. The hook, you know what I mean? That catches me first before the words come. Then I grab the words and put it. So it's, you know, like I said, I'm y'all, if y'all remember the Houdinis and stuff like that, I like them.
Oh, no
I love Marley Marl, Big Daddy Kane.
Eric
I love
B.
all that stuff. Eric B. Rakim, I love them. I love that little stuff. But today, I like, you know, I like everything that's going down today. Drizzy, Drake is cool. He sounds the same sometimes and a little redundant, you know. But Wayne is cool. But I'm going to tell y'all who can bust the whole game up if he really want to bust it all the way up and kill all of them. And he's from Chicago, if he really wanted to, but he's just doing a lot of features, it's Twista.
Yeah.
That's real.
I'm a Chicago native,
and I know you're absolutely right. I used to hang out with Twista before he became big time, and I think you're absolutely
Twista is coming. Twista is going to be at the panel tomorrow. Twista will be there. So Twista, like I was saying, Twista will, if he really wanted to just be at every award show, he will kill Gucci, he'll kill all them, but them his dudes. You know, they love Twista. They look up to Twista. Twista, you know, they still look up to him. But if Twista wanted to really mess them all up with the lyrics and everything, Twista can mess them all up. He's just doing features right now, getting paid off features.
Yeah, that ain't nothing wrong with that either, you know.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He definitely stay in his lane, though. You know, like the perfect time for him to drop an album. And he always stay to his craft, and he don't never change. He stay in his lane. He got creative control.
He in the studio right now.
I'm proud of Twista, Common, and Kanye. I mean, sometimes Kanye tends to lose his mind every now and then, but you know, I still give him respect for his creativity.
Yeah, it was definitely this is ego right now. This, you know, being on a bigger platform and being tuned in to more listeners and fans. I think I don't know. I don't know. He's very zoomed in on himself and knowing that he can put out anything that's going to be successful. Not anything, but he being a slab like a damn fucking mad scientist, you know,
that's real.
Mixing up his new hits. So She's a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're 100% right about that. You're 100% right.
I think that project with him and Jay-Z is going to be historical.
Yes, definitely.
So
everybody's going to keep coming with it. And I think everybody just need to get along. Everybody need to come on and keep coming strong. That's about it. It's enough fans out there for everybody. The fans about everything. So.
Yes, it is.
We're working together. Artists, Dallas, record labels, radio shows, whoever else, actors and actresses, we all working together.
And hairstylists, it's enough clients out there, and barbers, it's enough clients out there to know for you to build your business. You don't have to steal clients. You don't have to be fighting with another barber or hairstylist. Do your thing and do it well.
Yeah, Murphy Lee said that when he was on the show. 6.8 billion people in the world. You know what I mean? You better get some stats. You better build a buzz.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Build your own buzz. You got enough people out here.
I think, too, when you think about rappers and you think about a lot of the ones who were really talented but wasn't that successful as far as being recognized, I think that it's all about the way you promote yourself. And I think what a lot of artists should do, if you ask me, I think one individual, you know, who used promotion and took it to the extreme and took it to the highest level, and was successful with it, was the president.
Yeah.
You know, President Obama, the way he promoted himself until that election was historic.
But check it out. He's doing it again.
He did something that no president ever did. That's real.
Mm-hmm. But he's going to do it again for you, because now he's about to go. He's coming home to do his campaign headquarters for this next run, because he's trying to get Chicago to 100% or 90 to 95%. He's doing his campaign in Chicago now, because we don't
know they're going to back him.
Oh, no, we're going to back him, but we still need the vote for whenever he's not in the presidency. That's why he's coming back. That's why he's coming back, and he got Rahm Emanuel as mayor of Chicago, which was sitting in the White House with him not too long ago. So he's taking care of home first, I want to let y'all know. Janine and I rode past his house the other night driving from downtown. You know, we always, when my people come in Chicago, I take them and I show them the president's house. I take them and show Louis Farrakhan's house. I take them and show them Muhammad Ali's house, the Bears, whoever's house. And he comes home. Take him by the barbershop where he get his hair cut. He comes home.
That's real.
So, yeah, it's real, man. And it's live and it's in color. So, I know we've been on here long. Some weeks I'll be on here for the full time. Some weeks I won't. But it just so happened I had to be.
Who's going to be on that hip-hop panel? You said Twista going to be on there. Who else is going to be on there?
Twista is going to, he's coming. He's not going to be on the panel. But they got Ron Fest. You ever heard of George Daniels? George's Music Room?
Yeah, oh, definitely,
historic in Chicago. We got George. Yeah, we got him. We have Eric Williams from New York. Eric Williams that played with the Boston Celtics. The former girl. What's off of
Jennifer.
He's coming. Jennifer, yep, he's coming. We have Clear Channel Radio from Indianapolis. Somebody coming from there. We have Clear Channel. Lonnie Swain from Chicago, WGCI. And we have some more DJs and stuff that's going to be in the building. But we definitely needed George's input, because George's Music Room, as y'all know, was a pillar for all the artists to come through his radio station. And if you come through the airport in Chicago, he's got radio. He got record stores in the airports now.
In the airport.
In Midway Airport. There's a George's Music Room in Midway Airport. I just got off the plane the other day.
when artists used to come through Chicago, one of the first places they went to was George's.
Or just music room. So George Daniels with the white hair, Uncle George as they call him, he'll be in the building. And we got a lot more. We got BET. We got some Biddy. We got some other people, NBA artists, NBA people stopping through. So we really wanted it to be big. And we really wanted, you know, to show Rev that we are very resourceful and that we're going to get it in. Just as he's standing behind us for this big campaign, we're going to produce so that it'll be a spirit of excellence. So we went all out. We flew people in, staying at the Chicago Hilton downtown. That's where the conference is, and it's just going down.
Yeah.
Call your people up in Chicago and tell them to come to the Hip Hop Summit tomorrow at the Chicago Hilton at 2 p.m.
That's what's up.
I'm going to get on Facebook. Yeah, you're awesome. Word. Chicago to come, man. Tell them to come and hear our voice.
HipHopUnion.org.
HipHopUnion.org.
Major, man.
Sure.
Major.
So just spread the buzz that the Reverend Jesse Jackson is on board, and he is hip-hop. So be on the lookout for HipHop Union on all these TV and radio stations with the Reverend. Whenever you hear him speaking, y'all need to hear his voice because he may be talking about HipHop Union.
Y'all stay tuned tonight, HME Radio. We're going to be having Fleetwood SC on the show and artist Big AC, who was previously on Nicky Rich's show, Our Job, Urban Rich show. And it's going to be major. Y'all hit us up.
Yeah.
Area code 347-637-1962. We're going to be on 8 to 11 Pacific Standard Time.
And for those
Definitely.
Who don't know, shout out to Fleetwood, SC,
Fleetwood.
My baby, my brother.
Fleetwood?
That's my little brother. He's doing his thing.
Yeah. Hey, tell him to call me, too. I'm finna get my show ready. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? Keep up the work. God bless.
One love. One God love,
bless.
No doubt, bro. God bless.
All right. Nicky Rich.
All right. Well, we're going to wind things down right here just to let everybody know that you can tune in each and every Monday through Friday at 6:30 to 8:30 of iJive Urban Rich Radio. But we have a special segment on Monday, which is Shop Out with JB.
We're going to keep it going.
Yeah. And we also want to let everybody know that you, if you don't make it to listen to it or you only got half of it, you can listen to it anytime. You know, you can go back to the archives and listen to it at www.blogtalkradio.com/ IJIVEURBANRICHRADIO. That's iJive Urban Rich Radio. And again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/ iJive Urban Rich Radio. And if you would like your music played or like to contact me for anything or being on the show, anything, you can hit me up, NickyRich79@gmail.com, and that's NickyRich79@gmail.com, and you can follow me and the radio on Twitter. Follow me at NIKKI2RICH on Twitter, and you can follow iJive Urban Rich Radio on Twitter at IJIVEU. Rich Radio. So, yeah, I know it's a lot. And you can catch us by phone at 1-323-580-5749. Or you can log
talking on the chat room. If you don't want to call in and talk, he can be on the chat room. So, you know, we put our information there.
Thank you.
Shout out to everybody. D. Slate, anything you would like to say?
Just let everybody know that the D Hour show will be on air tomorrow, 8 p.m. Mountain Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. And on our special D Poetry spot on Tuesday, we got poet Sharonda McCauley. She's going to be on, and she's going to be speaking some mad spoken word on Tuesday night, so definitely get ready for that. And, you know, we're definitely going to be playing the hits and playing the music. And also Saturday, June 25th, is the D-Hour Show's one-year anniversary special. It's going to be a two-hour special, and we got some big things going on. We got a lot of artists that's going to be calling in and, you know, talking and just, you know, speaking on this whole music thing and you know, what we're trying to do at the D-Hour Show. So, you know, big anniversary special on June 25th, so make sure you check that out.
Okay.
That sounds great. Congratulations on that year.
Well, thank you. You know, we got many more to come.
Yes, awesome. Well, you're making it happen. Well, JB, we thank you for being with us this long.
Hey,
I know you've been busy. Got a lot going on there.
A whole lot going on, but stay tuned. I give it to you as we get it. You know, I was going to put it out there, and we'll get Jania back on the radio.
All right. Well, I'll be contacting you about Jania as well.
Okay, call me in a little while.
All right. Will do.
All right, y'all. Take it easy. Signing off to next Monday.
All right. Next at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have our celebrity, Master Barber JB, in the house each and every Monday doing his thing, talking about Shop Talk. Shop Talk, guys. Shop Talk can be anything, but it's mainly focused on hair and, I mean, we're just talking. We're shop talking with JB. So, you know, if you listen, you'll find out what we're talking about. And, you know, we're excited about the listeners and the callers that's been calling in. Wow. I mean, this is an awesome show. I really enjoy it. You just never know who will be on. So, I mean, it's amazing. And I thank God, first of all, for this opportunity to have this show. I thank him for all he is, how many doors he's opening right now. He's opening so many doors that, I mean, it's just awesome. You hear about the people on the TV and on the radios and different things, and to be, you know, able to talk to them, that's awesome. I mean, it truly is. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, for listening, and, you know, for all your support and all your love. I mean, we're going to be making some changes. We're making some changes, guys. Next month, we're changing. And we got some things that we got under our sleeves, so we're ready. You know, we're ready. We're bringing it. And we're bringing it hard. Shout out and shout out to all the radios, HME, The Hour Show. I mean, The Hour be going hard. Shout out to all those shows out there on Blog Talk Radio and to people who's trying to make it. You know, we all doing something positive, you know, trying to make it, guys. So shout out to everybody. But I want to leave you by saying, you know, I wish everybody the best success. We're here, you know, to support one another. And we want to just, you know, just lift everyone up. And so I wish all the best, you know, and anything, you know, if you want to come on the show or anything, You can hit me up at NikkiRich79@gmail.com. So, you know, anytime you can hit me up. All right? And I wish y'all the best. Love, peace, and happiness. And tune in tomorrow. We have some special guests on the show. So, you know, tune in tomorrow. We have Graffiti Fresh. And we also have new artists. And we have a producer, Kaylee, that's going to be on the show tomorrow, too. So y'all be on the lookout.
Music is medicine of the mind. Music is an outburst.
We just want to let everybody know, you know, that music is the medicine of the mind, and that, you know, everybody, you know, just support one another. This is a positive movement. So we're trying to do something positive around here. So we thank you, and we thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And hopefully we'll see you again on the radio tomorrow. And thank you so much. And here's Graffiti Fresh, Woman of My Dreams.
Come and fly, high, 7:45 when we ride, fly, high, Graffiti, fresh, yet interesting to be in my mistress, but they're not feeling any different. You said they call you L for short, I like that. Women in my dreams, yeah, I'm about to have a nice nap. Wake up beside her, having a nice nap, like whatever we did before we slept, yeah, twice that. You gotta feel me, she's super to kill, with a body so ill and a swag so ill. Damn, girl. Killing them, guilty. The way she clean up, she makes up look silly.
Girl, you fine as hell with no makeup on. I think I wanna make the scene. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. Woman of my dreams, woman of my dreams. Please remember me when I wake up, when I wake up. And where you be at when I wake up, when I wake up. I wanna see you. Trying to buy you wrapped in her sheets and your background sky blue. Laying like a model, showing a little thigh too. Perfect portrait like, damn, I gotta buy you. No makeup on in your hair, did I can say you sexy, but there's no comparing with the woman of my dreams who I'm staring at.